As Pat Porchot tells it, fresh out of college, he lucked into one of the best jobs in the world. In 1972, he was working for the now long-gone Federal Bureau of Outdoor Recreation in Colorado. His boss needed five people willing to relocate to Alaska. The job? Floating and researching rivers across the state to see if they would qualify for wild and scenic status in the national park system.
I had wanted to go to Alaska since I was a little kid. And I couldn't raise my hand fast enough and got off the plane here in the spring of 1972 and basically never left.
The Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act had passed the year before as part of the effort in Congress to make way for the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. Besides establishing 12 Alaska Native regional corporations, the law called for studying wilderness areas in the state for national designation as refuges and parks. That's where Porchot came in. He had almost no experience in a kayak or canoe, but he was part of the team charged with inspecting more than two dozen remote rivers across the state.
And we were looking for, I think the words were, remarkably outstanding values.
By 1975, when John McPhee showed up in Alaska, Porchot was a skilled paddler. McPhee had a good friend who was a colleague of Porchot's at the Interior Department, and he convinced the writer to come to Alaska for a story. Porchot had never heard of the New Yorker magazine and didn't have any idea who John McPhee was. But on the trip, McPhee quickly gained Porchot's respect. Porchot says he asked intricate questions about the landscape and animals and probed the men for their opinions on wilderness and conservation.
Was he, like, furiously taking notes the whole time?
Not furiously, continually, I would say, and short notes. It seemed like, especially in the evening around the campfire, he would be taking notes. Lunch breaks, he'd be taking notes.
When the New Yorker article was published in May 1977, Porchot marveled at the way McPhee unraveled the story of their nine-day adventure. The trip started near the headwaters of the Salmon, where the river was barely more than a foot deep. McPhee writes, "I was not disappointed the salmon was low. In a lifetime of descending rivers, this was the clearest and the wildest river. Walking it in places made it come slow, and that was a dividend in itself." In one especially vivid section, McPhee describes an epic battle between Porchot and a giant chum salmon.
Porchot casts again, nothing. He casts again. The lure this time stops in the river as if it were encased in cement. Could be a boulder, could be a submerged log. The lure seems irretrievably snagged until the river erupts.
Does it bring you back to that?
Yeah. And John McPhee's accuracy is impeccable. I think he just really captures things so entertainingly and accurately.
When Coming Into the Country was published in December 1977, it quickly became a bestseller. Porchot says McPhee's book doesn't explicitly make the case for conservation, but it brought the remote wilds of Alaska into focus for readers.
What it did was raise a nation's consciousness about Alaska and the stakes and what was going on and what should the role of conservation be on our public lands in Alaska. And I think that's where undoubtedly it had an effect.
In 1980, the Salmon River was included in the National Wild and Scenic River System, along with two dozen other rivers Porchot's team floated. After his brush with McPhee, Porchot worked as a congressional staffer, state lawmaker, and DNR commissioner, to name a few of his many public service jobs. He's now retired, but he hasn't stopped exploring. Porchot says he leads a small group of aging buddies on river trips in Alaska every summer.
It's been kind of a pleasant surprise that most of the places that I've revisited are largely the same. Yeah, it's been nice. I think you can go out to the gates of the Arctic, or you can go to the Beaver Creek in the Yukon Flats Wildlife Refuge and have an experience that's very similar to the experience we had in the 70s. So that's a good thing.
And when he's off the river, he still hears from people who've just read Coming Into the Country and want to know if he's the same Pat Porchot who led John McPhee on the Salmon River more than 40 years ago. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.